When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Earth Rangers, welcome back to my very relaxing and totally not exciting vacation full of boring things guaranteed to make me feel totally calm. Just kidding. Welcome to Emma's Ultimate Guide to National Parks. Yeah! Okay, thanks for joining me on my awesome, epic North American National Park adventure. Let's do a quick recap. So, my boss, number one, basically sent me on a bit of a timeout, a mandatory vacation. So I did the only reasonable thing and started a whirlwind tour across national parks in North America, right? So far, I've been to Yosemite, Pacific Rim, and then I made a long detour to the far north to Wapusk National Park. I went there because my personal friend and idol, Adelia Goodwin, told me to get in touch with a ranger called Nellie, who gave me a mysterious pouch thingy. It's this really beautiful handcrafted beaded bag that contains, something, but I don't really know what's inside because I got specific instructions not to open it until I really, really need to, whatever that means. It's all very enigmatic. Classic Adelia, if you ask me. Today, I get to spend a full day exploring one of the most well-known parks in the United States. Yellowstone National Park. Yellowstone is famous for many things. The Grand Canyon of the Yellowstone River, geysers, especially Old Faithful, hot springs, mud pots, hiking trails, wildlife, boating, camping. There's a ton to do here. Right now, it's pretty early in the morning, and the weather is lovely. The sky is clear, the sun is out, and it's not too cold, not too hot. Literally the perfect day for a hike. When I was researching this park, I had to ask myself, Emma, what do you want to do most of all? You can't possibly do everything, can you? Well, the answer is no. No, I can't. But today, I'm going to do two exciting things. Visit Old Faithful and go birdwatching near Gibbon Falls. I just stopped at the visitor center and picked up a handy map and refilled my water, so I am ready to get hiking. On my way to Old Faithful, I'm going to keep my eyes open for a very special bird, the bald eagle. The bald eagle is actually America's official national bird. It hasn't always had an easy life here, though. Back in the 1800s, bald eagles were sometimes considered a nuisance by farmers because the eagles would eat their chickens. The eagle population started to decline, but things got really bad in the 1940s. That's when a new pesticide called DDT started to be used to control insect populations. It was just supposed to make farmers' lives easier and help us grow crops, but it had a very unexpected side effect. The chemicals inside DDT got into waterways and was absorbed by plants and aquatic animals. The bald eagles would eat the fish, and they'd be exposed to DDT too. It didn't even hurt the adult eagles, but it did have a very strange effect. When a mama eagle was ready to have babies, it caused the shells of their eggs to become thin and fragile, which meant that the babies were not properly protected and couldn't survive until it was time to hatch. By 1963, there were only 417 nesting pairs left. That's when the government started to make changes to help protect this amazing bird. The bald eagle was listed as endangered, and DDT was banned in the United States. Since then, the bald eagle has made a wonderful comeback. Now there are over 315,000 individual birds in the United States. Oh, I can't wait to see if I get to spot one of these gorgeous birds. Now, as I mentioned, we're headed towards Old Faithful. In case you're not familiar with it, Old Faithful is a geyser. And what's a geyser, you ask? Well, It's a rare sort of hot spring that spurts water up into the air. And Old Faithful erupts water on a somewhat regular schedule, every 90 minutes or so. Although the time can range between 50 minutes and 2 hours. Isn't that cool? But what makes a hot spring hot? And what makes a hot spring shoot water in the air? Those are questions I wondered about myself. So, I decided to do a bit of research. Here's what I found. Geysers usually happen in places that have experienced volcanic activity. And that's something Yellowstone has, in fact. It's built around a supervolcano. And what's that? It's a volcano that has produced a massive eruption. The largest eruption of the Yellowstone volcano was over 2 million years ago, so nothing to worry about today, I hope. So then what makes a geyser? Three things: heat, water, and some kind of basic plumbing. Yep, you heard that right. Plumbing. The water needs a sort of pipe to follow up and out. First, the water heats up below the surface, and it begins to boil thanks to magma that flows beneath the Earth's crust. Then, the pressure of the water on the bottom builds up and pushes the water above it, up through the pipe, and that causes, you guessed it, an eruption. Okay, I'll check back in once I've arrived.
Earth Rangers!
Okay, I'm back. There are a bunch of people here waiting for the next eruption already. It's a very popular tourist destination, and several tour guides are making sure everyone keeps a safe distance from Old Faithful. You do not want to slip off the path here. The water is 199 degrees Fahrenheit on the surface. Yikes. I have my mic set up in just the right spot so that I can capture the blast without getting soaked. I hope. So, now we just have to wait and see what's going to happen. Old Faithful is one of the most famous geysers in the world, known for its regular and predictable eruptions. On average, Old Faithful erupts about 17 times a day. The time between eruptions can vary, but it typically occurs approximately every 60 to 110 minutes. I mean, I've been here for almost an hour, so it could literally be any...
Whoa! Here it goes! Whoa! 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 How cool is this?
I can't believe how high the water is going! The water from Old Faithful can reach heights of 180 feet!
Ah! Amazing!
Eruptions usually last between 1.5 minutes and 5 minutes? That is a lot of water. Oh, whoa! That was intense! What an experience! Whew! I think I'm gonna need a moment to process that. Okay, let me take a quick rest on one of those benches over there, and before I head out to our next destination, we can play a quick game. Do you think you're a total animal expert? Well, listen up. I'm gonna play you the sound of one of the residents here at Yellowstone, and you're gonna have to guess who it is. Here goes. Kinda sounds like a dog, doesn't it? Well, here's a hint. It's not a dog. But this animal does belong to the canine family. You wanna hear it again? Okay, time to guess. If you said coyote, you're right. Coyotes are often mistaken for wolves, but they're only one-third the size of a wolf. They weigh about 30 pounds, and they're slimmer than wolves. Their coat is a mix of black, tan, and gray. Coyotes are sometimes called song dogs because they communicate with vocalizations that travel over a long distance. Think howling. As a matter of fact, I made this recording while I was sleeping in my tent last night. It's pretty spooky. Whew. All right, time to move on. Our next stop, Gibbon Falls. I'll check back in once I'm there. Hi, listeners. No, I have not arrived at Gibbon Falls yet. I think I'm barely past the halfway point, but I just saw something soar majestically above me in the sky. Hold on. Hold on. Let me just get out of this thicket so that I can have a clean view. Oh, yep, that is definitely something big. Ooh, it's pretty high up, though. Okay, let me get my binoculars out and have a better look. Yep, okay. Massive wingspan, distinct wedge-shaped tail, white underwing with dark brown wingtips, and, of course, a bright white head. Yes! I think we have an official bald eagle sighting. That's amazing. Oh, look at it soar. Just riding the thermals to gain altitude. Bald eagles are strong, powerful birds of prey. They have a wingspan of over 6 feet, and they have sharp talons and a beak designed for tearing into their prey. Bald eagles have excellent eyesight, which allows them to spot a tasty meal while soaring way up high. They also have eyes on the sides of their heads, as opposed to on the front, like people. This allows them to see a wider view than we do. Bald eagles usually hunt during the day, and they are good at what they do. And what do they eat? Rabbits, squirrels, fish, prairie dogs, raccoons, and many others. Eagles are opportunistic hunters. That means they eat what they can sink their talons into. Oh, I wonder what tasty target this one has its sights set on now. You know what? I'm going to hang out here for a while longer to take in this sight. We can play a game in the meantime. And I have thought of a brand new game for you. I call it The Call of the Wild. All right. I'm going to play you 3 different animal noises, and your job is to figure out which one is made by the majestic bald eagle. And great timing, right? This might seem easy, but it's going to be a challenge. Ready? Listen up. Number 1. Number 2. Number 3. So, what do you think? 1, 2, or 3? Here, let me play them for you again. Number 1. Number 2. And number 3. Okay, time to guess. All right, let's start from the bottom. Sound number 3. That was a wild turkey. Wild turkeys are plump, large birds. Males, or toms, are larger than females, hens. Believe it or not, wild turkeys sleep in trees. Unlike domestic turkeys, wild turkeys can fly. But they don't really like flying for long distances and usually move on the ground. Sound number 2. That was a red-tailed hawk. The red-tailed hawk's most well-known call is a loud, raspy scream or screech. In movies or TV shows, this call is often used to represent an eagle sound, which is why you may have accidentally picked this as your answer. Which brings us to number 1. Believe it or not, that warbling call belonged to a bald eagle. The eagle I've been watching has landed on top of an extremely tall tree on the other side of the valley I'm looking out at. I can just make it out with my binoculars. Maybe it's building a nest. Bald eagles make their nests in old-growth forests. Their nests are the largest in the world, and, by the way, the official term is an eyrie. Okay, next stop, Gibbon Falls.
See? What did I tell you? I'm at Gibbon Falls. You can hear the roar of this waterfall from far away. But right now, I am so close that I can actually feel the mist from the water on my face. Actually, you know, I'm probably too close for a good recording. So sorry. I'm going to back up a bit. I'll be right back.
Oh, okay, this is better. The water at Gibbon Falls looks like a sparkling ribbon of white foam, and it's surrounded by lush green trees and colorful flowers. It's like nature's own special painting, just full of life and beauty. Earth Rangers, I cannot get over the beauty of this park. Clear blue skies, so many waterfalls, and it's so peaceful here. I think it's time to give you my list of top 5 insider tips for visiting Yellowstone National Park. Okay, number 1, Grand Prismatic Spring. Marvel at the vibrant colors of the Grand Prismatic Spring, the largest hot spring in the park. Number 2, wildlife watching. During your stay at the park, make sure to keep an eye out for bison, elk, bears, wolves, and other wildlife that call Yellowstone home. Number 3, Yellowstone Lake. The largest high-elevation lake in North America. It's a great place for a family picnic. Number 4, the Canyon Village Visitor Center. This visitor center has some really cool interactive exhibits and information about the park's geology and wildlife. Number 5, Fairy Falls. Hike to Fairy Falls and reward yourself with a view of a 200-foot waterfall. You know what? Let me throw in another bonus tip for you. Biking. You can rent bikes and explore the family-friendly bike paths. You can even take your bikes up to Old Faithful. Another perfect vacation day for Earth Ranger Emma. And I think I'm going to have to give Yellowstone a 5 out of 5 star rating. Did you know you can submit your own ratings for all of the parks I've visited in the podcast section of the Earth Rangers app? You can! Just go to the show notes pages for this episode and submit your own rating in the comments. And while you're there, don't forget to send me any recommendations on where I should go next. I always check your comments before heading out to my next destination. Thank you for traveling with me today, and until next time, have a great summer and keep on ranging!
Earth Ranger! Earth Ranger!
Earth Ranger!
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or any time. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking educators at whosmarted.com.
Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.